The Old Testament reading for the eighth Sunday after Trinity is from Jeremiah chapter 23. Thus says the Lord of hosts, do not listen to the words of the prophets who prophesy to you, filling you with vain hopes. They speak visions of their own minds, not from the mouth of the Lord. They say continually to those who despise the word of the Lord, it shall be well with you. And to everyone who stubbornly follows his own heart, they say, no disaster shall come upon you. For who among them has stood in the counsel of the Lord to see and to hear his word? Or who has paid attention to his word and listened? Behold the storm of the Lord. Wrath has gone forth, a whirling tempest. It will burst upon the head of the wicked. The anger of the Lord will not turn back until he has executed and accomplished the intents of his heart. In the latter days, you will understand it clearly. I did not send the prophets, yet they ran. I did not speak to them, yet they prophesied. But if they had stood in my counsel, then they would have proclaimed my words to my people, and they would have turned them from their evil way and from the evil of their deeds. Am I a God at hand, declares the Lord, and not a God afar off? Can a man hide himself in secret places so that I cannot see him, declares the Lord? Do I not fill heaven and earth, declares the Lord? I have heard what the prophets have said, who prophesy lies in my name, saying, I have dreamed. How long shall there be lies in the heart of the prophets who prophesy lies and who prophesy the deceit of their own heart, who think to make my people forget my name by their dreams, that they tell one another, even as their fathers forgot my name for Baal? Let the prophet who has a dream tell the dream, but let him who has my word speak my word faithfully. What is straw in common with wheat, declares the Lord? Is not my word like fire, declares the Lord, and like a hammer that breaks the rock in pieces? This is the word of the Lord. Second reading is from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 20. Paul said, for I did not shrink from declaring to you the whole counsel of God. Pay careful attention to yourselves and to all the flock in which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to care for the church of God, which he obtained with his own blood. I know that after my departure, fierce wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock. And from among your own selves will arise men speaking twisted things to draw away the disciples after them. Therefore be alert, remembering that for 3 years I did not cease night or day to admonish everyone with tears. And now I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you the inheritance among all those who are sanctified. I coveted no one's silver or gold or apparel. You yourselves know that these hands ministered to my necessities and to those who were with me. In all things I have shown you that by working hard in this way, we must help the weak and remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he himself said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. And when he had said these things, he knelt down and prayed with them all. And there was much weeping on the part of all. They embraced Paul and kissed him, being sorrowful most of all because of the word he had spoken, that they would not see his face again. and they accompanied him to the ship. This is the word of the Lord. Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 7th chapter. Jesus said, "Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. You will recognize them by their fruits. Are grapes gathered from thorn bushes, or figs from thistles? So every healthy tree bears good fruit, but the diseased tree bears bad fruit. A healthy tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a diseased tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Thus you will recognize them by their fruits. Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. On that day many will say to me, 'Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and cast out demons in your name and do many mighty works in your name?' And then will I declare to them, 'I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness.'" This is the gospel of the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Jesus said, "So every healthy tree bears good fruit, but the diseased tree bears bad fruit. A healthy tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a diseased tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Thus you will recognize them by their fruits." You may be seated. The very beginning of Matthew chapter 7 starts off with Jesus preaching to the crowd, and he says this: "Judge not, that you be not judged. For with the judgment you pronounce, you will be judged, and that with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Why do you see the speck that is in your brother's eye, but do not notice the log that is in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, 'Let me take the speck out of your eye,' when there is the log in your own eye? You hypocrite, first take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your brother's eye." Now, a few weeks ago, we had a parallel account of that in Luke's gospel. So here we are today, then, in the gospel reading in Matthew chapter 7, and a few paragraphs later, Jesus is teaching you what you heard a few minutes ago. Beware of false prophets who come to you and sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. You will recognize them by their fruits. Are grapes gathered from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? So every healthy tree bears good fruit, but the diseased tree bears bad fruit. A healthy tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a diseased tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Thus you will recognize them by their fruits." Now that's interesting, isn't it? Jesus is teaching you how to judge what you hear. Now implicit in this is that you are hearing preachers and you are called to be diligent hearers. You can't listen and discern if you're not listening in the first place. So what Jesus does, though, is he warns you and he teaches you. He doesn't just warn you and leave you hanging, but he teaches you how to think, how to listen, how to hear. He's teaching you because there is something extremely important at stake: your eternity. So even if someone doesn't think that or want to think that he's a hearer of preaching and teaching, you always will be. So try as anyone might to the contrary, he's going to be listening to preachers. Now, not all of these preachers are in churches, but can be heard and seen in things we hear and do daily. So what do you do? Well, Jesus teaches you to recognize wolves in sheep's clothing by their fruits, particularly in the church in that context. So judge what you see, judge what you hear by the life and content of the preachers. Now, primarily, this is about false preachers, and it's good for you to consider this first and foremost, because false preachers exist. He tells you that. He warns you. And he tells you that you will recognize them by their fruits. And he's teaching you about your duty as hearers of the Word of God. You must be concerned with the Scriptures. Because one of the things that we know all too well that it's tempting for us is to get caught up and lose sight of the things of God, that we lose and that we are tempted into the lies and tricks of the devil. Now, it manifests itself in different ways, and one of those that's very pertinent for us is in that Old Testament reading from Jeremiah, where God warned his people as well about false prophets. Here again, those words from the prophet Jeremiah. Thus says the Lord of hosts, do not listen to the words of the prophets who prophesy to you, filling you with vain hopes. They speak visions of their own minds, not from the mouth of the Lord. They say continually to those who despise the word of the Lord, it shall be well with you. And to everyone who stubbornly follows his own heart, they say, no disaster shall come upon you. So did you catch that? The prophets in Jeremiah's day, who were not sent by God, were telling people it would be okay for them when they despise the word of God and stubbornly follows his own heart. That was his day. But it's not any different now. Couldn't that be the description of 2024? It doesn't matter what year it is, wolves in sheep's clothing, false prophets, they're going to be around. And they don't admonish. They don't call to repentance. Instead, they affirm what people want. Now, in Jeremiah's day, they also taught it wasn't a big deal if they had gone after false gods, that they had worshipped Baal. The false prophets taught tolerance. They didn't teach what God says. But that's the thing about wolves. Wolves entice. Wolves affirm people in their life choices. Wolves may challenge people, but they direct them to find comfort and new life in themselves. Wolves also redefine terms and twist God's word. They don't point you to where God is active. They don't point you to where God is working in baptism, his scriptures, absolution, the Lord's Supper. No, they take the Christian life and they put it into the hands of your experiences, your prayers, your emotions, your sinful desires, whatever the case may be, whatever is convenient for you, it makes no difference to a wolf so long as you are drawn away from the Word of God. And all of these things are deadly. Jesus says, too, in the gospel reading about wolves, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of my Father in heaven. On that day, many will say, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and cast out demons in your name and do many mighty works in your name? And then will I declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness. That's one of the most terrifying words in all of the scriptures. It's terrifying for you to hear. It's terrifying for preachers to the core to hear that. Because it causes us to examine very closely what we say and what we're hearing. So it should jar us. It should knock us back and cause us to take a long and hard look at our lives. And so understanding what Jesus says, it isn't hard, but it will make you uncomfortable at times. The reason is because deep down we don't like controversy. We don't like to have to think. We don't like have to evaluate what we hear and see. Our society and ourselves included, we're consumer driven. We want content. We want to swipe and scroll, be it on our phones, our tablets, televisions, whatever medium we make use of the day. We want to just absorb. We rejoice and find relaxation and recreation in just being an observer who doesn't have to actively engage our minds with what we are confronted with. And we want to be at the church that is the new up-and-coming thing our friends are talking about. We want to fit in. We don't want to have to evaluate what goes on around us. And perhaps, though, a great deal has to be such an issue even in the church because we don't want to know how to think or how to be taught to think when we're sitting in a pew on Sunday morning. Even education in our world today centers around being told what to think rather than how to think. And then by judging something what is good. We're shown images about how we should be offended maybe by certain things that go against the grain and rock the boat. And then we say we need trigger warnings before something would ever dare enter our view that may cause us to actually stop and ponder what it is we're listening to. But you see, you understand this to an extent outside the church. You apply thinking and mindset to how you look and interact with the world around you at times. How many of you, before you go to a new restaurant, maybe look at the reviews or Yelp? You discern what it is you're going to be engaged in. So all of these things God calls us to take to heart. He calls us to listen. He calls us to look at what is being said, to judge by their fruits what it is that's being taught, what it is that's being put before you. Now with this then, Jesus shows you that he is the vine and you are the branches. He shows you that you belong to him and that he is no false preacher. So looking at your own life then too, as a faithful hearer of the word of God, in John 15, Jesus says, I am the vine and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away, and every branch that bears fruit, he prunes so that it may be bear more fruit. Already you are clean because of the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As a branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in me, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. And so, listening to your faithful Lord, listening to his faithful word, you will bear fruit. You will bear good fruit in this world, for you have been called by your Lord and made clean. So be warned this day to be sure. There's no excuse to not hear and read God's word. God admonishes you to do this. St. Paul didn't shrink from proclaiming the whole counsel of God in that reading from Acts. And expect nothing less of your pastor too. Sundays like this in the church year call you to keep us honest and accountable, your pastors. Listen to your pastors and judge them according to the scriptures, just as the Bereans did in the book of Acts when St. Paul preached to them. So hear God's word, listen and think. And do so doing, you are clothed by that same word with the whole armor of God as you have been given in the waters of your baptism, that word which bears great and abundant fruit in your life as a new creation in Christ. And no false prophet can deceive when you have the sword of the Spirit, the Holy Scriptures. And you can also defend the flaming arrows of the devil as they go bouncing off Christ who has won the day and gives you the victory. And each and every day, too, commend yourselves to God. Rather than simply being prey to wolves, be hearers and students. Be disciples of the Holy Scriptures daily. Live out your baptism as you turn from sin and the deaf ears it has. In Romans 8, God says through St. Paul, so then, brothers, we are debtors not to the flesh to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption as sons, by whom we cry, Abba, Father. So this is who you are and who you are called to be. Like in the intro, you can say with the sons of Korah, we have thought on your steadfast love, O God, in the midst of your temple. As your name, O God, so your praise reaches to the ends of the earth. Your right hand is filled with righteousness. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, his holy mountain. Within her citadels, God has made himself known as a fortress. Let Mount Zion be glad. Let the daughters of Judah rejoice because of your judgments. This is God, our God forever and ever. He will guide us forever. So listen to all this today, dear saints of God. Take it all to heart. Heed the warning. Listen to the instruction that God gives you. Be armed with the sword of the Spirit. And most especially, take comfort and refuge in your Lord Jesus, who has redeemed you and called you his own. Jesus is no false prophet. Jesus is no wolf in sheep's clothing. Jesus is the good shepherd. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus is your redeemer. And what are his fruits? Well, he healed the sick. He gave sight to the blind. He made the lame to walk. He raised the dead. He fulfilled the law of God. But you see, dear people of God, Jesus himself and all of those fruits, as well as himself as God in the flesh, who also laid down his life for the life of the world and raised it up again. He is who he says he is, and just as he has promised of old. And now him, who is your good shepherd, gives you those same fruits of his life, his death, and resurrection. That's what you have as his people. Your sin is forgiven and you have eternal life. And he will raise you up on the last day. He is yours, you are his, and he will do exactly as he has done and says he will do. He will guard and keep you. He will guard you from the wolves. He will guard you from sin. He will guard you from the devil. He will guard and keep you and deliver you even out of death. That's who your Lord is, as you are his sheep, purchased and won by his blood, in his care now and forever. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen.